to achieve more in a fraction of time, obtaining rapid results through focus, leveraging, and prioritization. Introduction. At work and at home, the pace and intensity of our lives makes several of us feel like a man riding a frenzied horse. Our continual daily activity, too much and insufficient time to accomplish it, the pressure to produce and tick items on our to-do list every day seems to decide for us how and how we exist. However, we may alter this out-of-control propensity purposely if we approach our days in other ways. It merely needs the guts to do less. It can sound simple, but it can be extremely tricky. Doing less can actually be very difficult. Too often, we mistakenly believe that doing less makes us lazy and results in a lack of productivity. Rather, doing less helps us enjoy what we do achieve. We learn to do less of what is extraneous and engage in fewer self-defeating behaviors. So we create a rich life that we truly feel great about. It can be easy, shocking, and transforming to do nothing for your own sake. Imagine having a genuine, leisurely chat with someone you care about in the middle of an exhausting work week. Imagine feeling calm and pleased as you complete one discrete chore at a time. A novel approach is presented in this book. The method is applicable to both our personal and professional lives. In truth, our work and personal lives are continually reflected on and influenced by one another, one changing and are supporting the other. Each life has a fantastic significance, but the fog of constant activity and simple bad habits often obscure our own sense. Recognize and change these, and again, we can enjoy how we contribute to the working environment and how we enjoy the sweetness of our life. Share with those we love openly and generously. Fewer activities lead to an appreciation of life's beauty. Doing less results in greater love, greater efficiency, and inner serenity, and a better ability to fulfill the things that mean most to us. Chapter 1. Prioritization. In life, not everything can be a priority. Many essential things will vie for your attention throughout your life, but there aren't enough hours in anyone's life to devote to everything that could potentially be a priority. Determining your core priorities is an important step toward making better use of your time. Your core priorities provide a framework for making time decisions, assisting you in determining where you should invest your time and where you can let go. It is a question of selecting what is very vital to set priorities. In this example, important refers to how important it is to you. What activities and roles provide significance in your life? These are the areas of your life where you want to excel the most. You cannot make everything in your life a priority. Your fundamental priorities are a way to make time decisions and help you decide where you must invest and where you may leave. You also need to learn to prioritize your tasks on a daily basis. Tasks are a priority for two steps: identifying what needs to be done, deciding on the sequence in which the tasks should be completed. How do you figure out what tasks need to be completed? It all comes down to your core priorities for the most part. You must cull out tasks that do not align with your basic priorities in order to be efficient with your time. Learn to say no to fascinating jobs that can even bring a certain sense of achievement and yet do not meet your fundamental values. You must also be able to distinguish between projects that demand busy work and those that consume your time. Many of the chores that take up your time may be done less frequently or not at all. Task prioritization means that you work on the most important chores first, regardless of how tempted you are to avoid less important duties. Certain abilities aid in the efficient use of time. The majority of these abilities are mental. While mastering all of the talents isn't required, each one improves your capacity to manage your time. Time sense is the ability to estimate how long it will take to complete an activity. A solid sense of time will help you arrange your activities more realistically. It alleviates the aggravation of never having enough time to complete activities. To improve your time sense, start by keeping track of how long some typical tasks take you, such as getting ready in the morning, doing laundry, or transporting your child to school. Setting goals is the ability to determine where you want to be at the conclusion of a given period of time. Setting goals provides direction for your morning, day, week, and lifetime. Goal setting is a term used to describe the process of determining your lifetime priorities.